The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Right when I have... There we go. Okay, so warm welcome. Warm welcome, everybody. How nice to see you all. And thank you for your patience while I was having some computer difficulties. I appreciate it. It's kind of the way things are these days, right? That sometimes technology is seamless and sometimes it isn't. So today I wanted to, again, talk about this. Let me change my name here while I'm seeing. I see that my name is IMC Zoom 3. I'll rename myself. You guys more commonly know me as. So I wanted to continue this exploration, this discussion, practice with what we sometimes call sympathetic joy or mudita, this idea of being happy when other people are happy. And this is the third Brahmavihara in this collection of four. And it's one that we don't teach about so often. Maybe we don't practice so often. It's very interesting how this is. And I have been reflecting a little bit, like, why is this that there aren't as many teachings, or it's not so common, this idea of being happy for other people's happiness? Or maybe I heard last week, using this expression, borrowed joy, or maybe we could even say borrowed happiness. So when others are happy or have joy, that we just join them. Like, we're just happy that they're happy. Earlier today, I was talking with a friend of mine, and she had some really good news. And it was just, was so fantastic to be able to kind of like share that with her, you know, to like, oh, okay. To feel her joy and her happiness as well. But some reasons maybe why it's not so easy, or why we don't talk about it or practice this, is maybe there's a sense that we should stay right in the middle of our emotional range. Like, I don't want to get too happy and I don't want to get too sad. I'm just going to stay right here in the middle. And if we don't get too excited or too joyful about something, then if it doesn't work out, then it's not so devastating. So in some ways, I think it's Brené Brown that uses this expression. Now, I'm not sure if I'm remembering it correctly, but something about, we're kind of like doing this dress rehearsal for tragedy, or, you know, trying to make sure that if we receive bad news, which the truth is, all of us are just one phone call away from bad news, like every day, right? All the time. But maybe we have this feeling that if we don't get too happy, then we won't be too disappointed. There might be one reason why often we don't practice or talk about mudita, this sympathetic joy. Maybe another reason is we might think that happiness or feeling good are just luxuries and only to be had at certain times or certain situations, and maybe only should be doled out into tiny, small bits. Or maybe we don't have time for them, or I don't know. Maybe they feel it feels frivolous or unhelpful. This maybe is born out of this. Often we have this idea that it's more important to be productive than to be happy or to have joy, right? We kind of like, as a society, we just really value productivity. But something that Jill Shepherd, a wonderful Dharma teacher in New Zealand, and she's often in Australia, sometimes comes here to the United States too, something that she said is that as the more that we see all these difficulties in the world, more important it is actually to really support ourselves with happiness and joy when the opportunities arise. not in a Pollyannish way, not in a way that denies all the difficulties and troubles in our world, but in a way that allows us to be supported and to be buoyed, to not feel downtrodden or something like this. So borrowed joy, borrowed happiness, allowing ourselves to be happy when others are happy, as opposed to jealousy or comparison or something like this. And it doesn't have to be completely 100% pure, right? There may be a little bit of mixture of things, but allow ourselves to feel happy when others are happy. So we'll do some practice so that the mind and the heart get accustomed to this. Do a little bit of mindfulness. Then we'll do a little bit of loving kindness to kind of like dip into goodwill. And then we'll do some mudita practice. Okay. Ashley and Oliver, I just saw you guys dip the camera to see the kitty. That was so cute. These things make me happy, actually. I don't know. I don't have a cat, but I secretly am wishing that I had a cat. So I just love to see everybody's cats. It just makes me happy. So taking a meditation posture. One that has ease, but as well as some uprightness. Sometimes I'm amazed at what a difference it makes for me to just take a meditation posture. Somehow I feel a little more capable when I'm in that posture. And feeling into the experience of sitting. And even at this moment while we're beginning, if there's something that kind of makes you happy, maybe seeing a kitty makes you happy, or without straining or striving, just if there is something that's just kind of uplifting, can that accompany you as you bring your awareness to the posture, to the body? Maybe bringing some awareness to the face and the eyes and the jaw, places we often hold tension. And the shoulders. And just resting awareness now on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movements of the body as it breathes. when the mind wanders, we just very simply begin again, bringing this warm-hearted attitude, maybe even some playful, joyful, dare I say, attitude. Allowing the mind and the body to settle down, if it can, without a sense that we have to wrestle it into submission, but instead just creating the intention of maybe like a soft little location that a cat or a kitten or a puppy might want to go lay down on. So we can always come back to this practice, mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of the sensations of breathing. And now we'll begin some loving kindness practice. Just bringing to mind a lovable being. A being for whom it's easy and complicated to feel warmth, care, some openness, softness, respect, goodwill. Bringing this lovable being to mind, whether it's an imaginary one or an actual one, doesn't matter. We can say these phrases to support our development, cultivation of loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can we connect with our goodwill for this lovable being? feeling into our warmth, our open-heartedness. Maybe there's a sense of delight. And then to extend our loving kindness to a good friend, somebody that's a part of our life, family member, friend that we care about, and to send them goodwill. Extending, expanding our goodwill to include the good friend. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. Be visualizing this good friend or family member in a way that brings a certain warmth, appreciation. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then bring to mind something that's been a boon, that's some good thing that has happened with this good friend. If you don't know of any particular thing, you can imagine that maybe they had a really nice nap, or maybe they watched kittens and puppies and it just brought them a sense of delight, or maybe they had really great meal. And then to support this cultivation, development of mudita, we can use this phrase. I'm happy for your happiness. May your happiness continue to grow. I'm happy you're happy. May your happiness continue to grow. I'm happy for your happiness. May your happiness continue to grow. Allowing yourselves to feel delight that they're delighted, to be glad that they're glad. I'm happy for your happiness. May your happiness continue to grow. You can stay with this individual, or perhaps you know somebody else who has received some good news. Good news from the doctor's office. Good news in their professional life. Good news in their personal life. I'm happy you're happy. May your happiness grow. I'm happy that you're happy. May your happiness grow. It's okay to cultivate happiness and joy. Sometimes we have some resistance. It's okay to have resistance also. But why not avail ourselves of this capacity that humans have to be happy for other people's goodwill, good fortune? Maybe there's another person that you know that has some good fortune. Maybe not too. There's no pressure to change people. I'm happy you're happy. May your happiness continue. If it feels like the well is running dry or it's just feeling tedious, maybe go back to some loving kindness practice. Allow yourself to tap into the sense of goodwill and care that you have for a lovable being. I'm happy you're happy. It makes me happy to see you have this happiness, to learn of this good fortune that you have. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Oh, a little bit loud, sorry. So this idea of being happy for other people's happiness, just like loving kindness, just like compassion, it's something that can be cultivated and developed. So there's something I so much appreciate about meditation practice, this recognition that our minds are malleable, that we can make it easier and easier to have mudita, have this borrowed joy, borrowed happiness. But even if it feels clunky, awkward, stilted, contrived, you know, all these words, then doesn't mean that, I can't do it, or this doesn't work, or something like that. It just means, oh, there's an opportunity, something to practice with. Even if it does feel a little bit uncomfortable. So now I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you have an opportunity to talk about this, share what your experience with that particular meditation, or maybe just more in general with mudita, sympathetic joy, borrowed joy practice. What is that like for you? Is it easy? Is it feels awkward? However it might be. And I offered some ideas about why we might have some reticence or some hesitation about this practice. And one being that we kind of might have this idea that we want to live our life with just in the middle range of emotions. So just an opportunity to consider, well, do I have some ideas about my emotional life, how it should be or how it shouldn't be? And where does joy fit in there? Where does happiness fit in there? And my ideas of, you know, often our ideas, right, they're not so clear or maybe spoken out loud, but if we do a little inquiry, we might discover, yeah, I think I do have this idea about how I should be and the role of joy and happiness. So if you like, you could share that with others, or you could share this idea of, you know, maybe we have this limited emotional range, or just maybe however that experience was for you. Oh, here we go. Okay, so I accidentally put them into breakout rooms before I was ready. Hi, Beverly.
We just kind of got dumped in a room. There we go. Hey, we're okay now. It was great.
Oh, let's see. I have to turn on the recording again. Oh, it's been recording this whole time. Wow. Today has been... So I'm sorry. I just threw you guys into a room. That was completely my fault. I clicked on the wrong button. So I was in the middle of a sentence and then zoop, off you guys went. So, wow. Yeah, this evening has been quite some evening for me. But how was it for you? How was the breakout room? Was it any aha moments, any new ideas or questions or something you'd like to share? Yes, Beverly.
I haven't been feeling well, but I'm feeling better because I was reminded that I could touch into appreciative joy by watching my birds in the bird bath in the backyard.
Nice.
In the breakout room, it reminded me of that. We just got onto the topic of animals and I realized, no, I actually can. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's fantastic. There's something about birds in a bird bath. That is them when they're cleaning themselves or something like this. Yeah. That's so great. Thank you, Beverly. I'm getting happy just thinking about it. I love that. Ashley and Oliver.
Oliver has something to share.
I was in love with you tonight.
Oh, nice. That's very nice.
Person, all do that. It does that kind of thing.
Nice.
I love you tonight.
Thank you, Oliver. Thank you for sharing. Barbara.
I was telling my group about the two-day, I forget the title, but joy retreat at RRC on the 23rd and the 24th of this month, of October, I'm sorry. And I've signed up for it. So,
fantastic.
I guess I'll learn more about joy there.
Yeah.
Quiet joy. Okay. Thank you. I couldn't remember the title of it. Thank you.
Fantastic. Anybody else have a comment or question, something they'd like to share? Okay. Well, what a joy it is to practice together. And even when my computer misbehaves and I click the wrong button, you know, all this kind of stuff, it's all good. It's all good, right? It doesn't have to be perfect. So with a heart full of appreciation for you all in our shared practice. So if you'd like, we can unmute and say goodbye. Bye.
Bye, Oliver.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye.